Press has a story this morning on Mike's phone messages for Michigan State. Why don't we load one of those? Just in case we have some new listeners who haven't heard them yet. A new listener in the last week, perhaps. I still think we could put out a CD of those phone messages and probably make a lot of money for charity. Who's the gal that called you, Carol?
Carol Hopkins.
Carol Hopkins,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Carol Hopkins called Mike about the phone messages, and she's got a story on, is it A8 or A9?
A9.
A9 of the Oakland Press this morning, and it's a bolded story. It's a pretty big story about Mike's infamous Michigan State phone messages and the fact that you can expect some more on Monday. Now, all of us will have our phones shut off, and and if you feel the need to pop off, we certainly will be waiting for your calls, although I don't know how you could top any of these. Let's see,
yeah,
which one is
hard to top the stuff that's been laid down, that's for sure.
I'm trying to think which one of these is my favorite. It's fun to hear the ones where Michigan State is winning because we haven't played those much.
They're all great.
Yeah, they're all great.
These three are 2004. These are 2005. There's some more 2005 too.
Why don't we haven't heard this in a million years. Remember that big slob that returned that fumble about 80 yards for a touchdown to give Michigan or put Michigan State back in that game last year? And did they determine that? They tried to do a review on that, and they determined the play was as called.
Yeah, it was.
Did Michigan throw the bag?
Yeah, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, well, yeah, but did they review it?
I think so.
I thought they did, too. But anyway, it was determined that it was indeed a touchdown return, and here's Mike's message following. Is it Pico?
Yeah, D'Amico or
whatever.
Saturday, October 1st at 3:06 p.m.
Oh, unbelievable play. Here we are with 6:43 remaining. Batted the ball down off of Henny, and the big lumbering nut job with the red hair down to his ass frizzed out, lumbers down the field in to tie the score. Oh, my God, unbelievable. Oh, my God. 31-30. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've been sitting here. This is, well, the only thing you can say about this game is it's a good game, and it's a nail-biter, and I never expected it to be like this, and I'm just trying to stay calm and just let this thing play out.
Oh, you were expecting an ass-kicking, weren't you, because they were 4-0, ranked 10th.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I just have to enjoy the game and relax, otherwise I'm going to have a cardiac. So, and I can't believe we actually had a kick blocked. I can't even believe that. But anyway, all right, I guess that's it, man. This thing is a lot more crazy than I ever thought it was going to be. And I'm trying to do what you told me earlier. Just realize Hart's in there, and Michigan's the underdog. They're playing hard. And we're up against a serious team here. And
I don't remember this at all.
We'll see if the Spartans are the real deal. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't need this kind of excitement on Saturday. I just don't. This game really isn't even any fun to watch. It just sucks watching. It's too nerve-wracking for me. This isn't even fun. All right, man, I guess that's about it. I'm just going to let this thing play out and try not to die over it. Over and out.
I would say the greatest revelation in Carol's story in the Oakland Press this morning is that Mike wears loose clothes for the Michigan State game so he can flail his arms without being restrained.
Saturday, October 30th at 6:45 p.m.
Drew, Mike, it is over, my man. Oh, my God, we just ran one all the way in. Whoa, oh, baby. Oh, baby.
This is following a DeAndre Cobb touchdown run of about 65, 70 yards, I believe.
And I'm going to be a fool and declare it over, even though, you know, it's always, you never know with Michigan. But come on, it can never come in. 27-10 with 8:43 left in the fourth. This has got to be certain victory.
You're clearly trying to convince yourself.
Oh, dear God. And in the big house. Oh, baby. Oh, boy. Too bad for Michigan. Who just bobbled a kickoff return, by the way. Down at the 7. I bet you Mr. Fellhauer is very bummed out indeed. Very upset indeed. See ya.
Yesterday at 12:32 p.m.
Marcus, Mike, I'm not here to acknowledge defeat, but I'm almost ready to acknowledge defeat. I can't believe it. Michigan went right through us for the first score. We come out, it's our turn. Stanton throwing the ball all over the place. I don't know what he's doing to double coverage. Not a green shirt for Miles. We just had a stupid kick.
Not a green shirt for Miles.
First. I can't believe that asinine kick giving Michigan great field position. Stanton running all over the field. The offense is broken down completely. I don't know what the f*** is going on here. This is not the Spartans that we've all come to know and love so far this year. I'm not calling to acknowledge defeat. I'm just making a preliminary call to advise you that I'm nervous, but remain very flimsy. Flimsily confident. Oh, my God. All right. You just scored.
Can you believe how often this happens and somebody scores during the message?
During the message.
14-0. So, okay. God, what the f***? That's bullshit. All right. Well, I guess it's over.
Saturday, October 30th at 7 p.m.
Well, Drew, look how fast it turned around. Now there's 6 minutes left. One touchdown behind. Michigan,
this might be the best one.
And pulls away from behind. They always come from behind. Who would have thought the Spartans would completely, totally, and thoroughly come unglued? What an asinine, what a asinine onside kick. I can't believe this stupid son of a bitch that tried to catch that thing like a line drive. You know, and I knew the minute he threw the ball, it was going to be a touchdown. Leave it to the Spartans to throw the entire motherfucking game away. To throw the whole damn game away.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but
in the Wings minutes of the fourth quarter.
Is the score 27-20 Michigan State at this point? After that onside kick, and then there's a touchdown pass to Braylon.
This is the message after two messages ago when he's declaring it over with 8 minutes left.
Right.
Michigan State is going to win. We're up 27-10 with 8 minutes left.
Right.
This is 5 minutes later where Michigan has.
But isn't it still Michigan State 27-20?
Yeah. Okay. Michigan is still losing at
right.
this point.
Okay. Just wanted to make that clear.
He's acknowledging defeat.
Right.
Acknowledging defeat with 6 minutes left to play. Michigan, in the end, is probably going to beat us by two touchdowns, and it's over. I'm already saying it. The Spartans have lost. I've had it. You know what? I don't think I'm ever going to support them again, ever. I'm super tired of being disappointed. Time and time again, there comes a point where, you know, you support a team until it reaches a point where you're a fool to support them any longer. And to support the Spartans any longer is to be a fool. I've had it. The blue, the goddamn green and white. I'm sick and tired of being disappointed. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of this crushing disappointment, bitter disappointment. They always let you down in the end. Every guy.
This is where I started feeling sorry for you.
Up three scores. My God, they'd have to score three times to tie them. And by God, if they're not within a touchdown with 6 minutes, that's
sure
like having a half a day. To Michigan is an entire day to get this squared away. And all the momentum is with Michigan, I'm sure, and all this with O'Dowd
stealing
the boat as well. Drew Stanton is the one that put them on the map, and when he went out, apparently it was over. Mother damn this bull. Well, that's it. I've had enough. I'm just telling you, the Spartans are going to lose, and lose big. All right, man. I'm telling you, I think I might even shut the game off, really. Seriously, I think I'm going to shut off the TV. I've had it.
Spartans, of course, ended up losing in overtime, as they have the last two seasons.
As predicted.
Imagine that. Two straight overtime defeats. What will happen tomorrow at 4:30?
Oh,
honest to God, I have no idea. I have utterly no idea.
I could see Michigan. Good idea, unfortunately,
I could see Michigan winning 35-14. I could see Michigan winning 30-27. I could see Michigan winning 17-14. Unfortunately, it seems like it's hard to predict a Spartan victory, doesn't it?
It really does. It takes a lot. I mean, really, honestly, to come out and think the Spartans are going to win is to really be awfully foolish.
Although, going to be pretty. I mean, they're going to be pretty peeved after losing the last two games, especially that Illinois loss. I mean, I got to believe they got to be sky high as they could possibly be for this game. But I still can't. I still have a hard time predicting a Michigan State victory.
Yeah, no matter what.
We'll take a short break, and then it's donut shop terrorism time at the Riff. 6:58 with Drew and Mike.